We call this Extra Point. We welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. We got Howard Cross ready to go mano a mano. So the big question is, we spoke to him in the last segment, but is Orleans Darkwood now the Giants' lead running back?
Orleans Darkwood, I've talked to offensive linemen. They love blocking for this guy because he gets it and he goes. He showed in Denver he is the number one running back.
I think running the ball, yes, but if anything else happens, you have to go with Goldman. Goldman is the guy who can catch the ball in the backfield. He runs a little bit like Darkwood, but with more speed. If he breaks in the open, he'll take it to the house. Darkwood's great for power every down, but Goldman, maybe your guy.
Well, I just think, look, the sharing load doesn't work. Goldman gets the ball, no question about it, but Darkwood is the lead guy. He gets the most carries. Goldman, look, it's like a tenderizer, right?
All right, so last week on the show, you said they had to make some big changes, and unbeknownst to all of us, we find out when the game starts that Ben McAdoo turns over the play-calling duties to Mike Sullivan, and that recipe worked nicely.
Look, it had to happen. Look, and you know what? This could be the evolution of a coach. We may look back on this game and say, this is when Ben McAdoo became the head coach of the Giants, in not just in word, but in deed. It was the right move, and it worked great.
You know what? Necessity is the mother of invention. But in this case, I think without a receiving core on the field, and you're turning it over, you're turning it over to a coach where you have really nothing to risk. You don't have any receivers. You have one guy that's actually starting the game. You have one maybe drafted guy at receiver playing in the game, and you have tight ends. You're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to do things. You didn't have to really defer from his offense. You can keep it simple, and you change the system. It's not such a big change because there was no risk there.
The best thing Ben McAdoo said this year, and maybe in his last 2 years, is when he said, when I wasn't calling the plays, I was able to give more of my personality on the bench, on the sideline. That's a head coach.
All right.
Ooh, I like that. Talking with your hands. I like the fact that he was willing to try something different, mm-hmm. and he was willing to mix it up, and, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, and it worked out last week in Denver. Okay, so Howard touched upon this part. How long can this keep going with the lack of depth at wide receiver? Now, they're hoping to get Sterling Shepard back this week. That's going to help a lot. Can it continue with this recipe?
Not really. I don't think so. I mean, you cannot win a game throwing two completions to wide receivers for 22 yards. You can't do it. Running for 150 yards is great. It's great. I don't know if it's sustainable. Maybe this week against Seattle. It's not. At some point, they're going to have to throw the ball. But look, the Giants are desperate for wins. They can scrape them out any way they can.
If you want to, you know, turn back the clock, you can win with good defense in a run game. So, yes, it's sustainable. Now, the whole receiver thing, maybe guys will get coached up over the next couple of weeks. They'll get a little bit better in the game. But running the ball and good defense travels everywhere, and it works.
One thing I would say is that with DJ Fluker in there, these three games, they're averaging 130 yards rushing on the ground. Before that, 50 or 60. So maybe it is sustainable if he's in there and they want to play that power game. He is a big, big dude.
All right, so it was like turn back the clock on Sunday night. The 2016 New York Giants defense showed for the first time. They looked like the Giants. They didn't miss tackles. They were very aggressive, contested passes, so on and so forth. Do you believe that they're back, or are you reserving judgment?
Well, I'll reserve judgment until this week because they beat Trevor Siemian, which is looked a lot like the way they strung all those wins together last year against subpar quarterbacks. Russell Wilson is a really good quarterback behind a really bad offensive line, but he is a good quarterback. So if they can go out and do a good job this game, I'll say going into the bye, this is the defense I expected.
I think this might be the defense that we expected, and this is why. I think when they started the season, they heard about all the great weapons on offense. They heard about how great the offense was going to be, how explosive, how many big plays they were going to make. And all of a sudden, guys start falling. And all of a sudden now, the defense is going to have to win the game. That changed their mentality, and they played like it.
We're going to find out on Sunday. They've had a chance to close out some games this year. They have not. Last week, they stepped forward. We'll see what they do against Russell Wilson. Paul, good stuff as always. Okay.